Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, a chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
The third Cattlemen's Congress up in road gear now, and we've got more conversations to share with you today. I'm Ron Hayes. A couple of conversations, in fact, we're going to share with you in this particular episode of Cattlemen's Congress Conversations. First, we want to hear from Megan Slater. Megan is the executive director of the American Gelvy Association. The Gelvy and the Balancer breed had a great, great Congress, and we'll share with you some of Megan's comments on that. And then our colleague Reagan Calk had a chance to catch up with one of the vendors at this year's Cattlemen's Congress, Kay Knight from Kay Knight Designs. She has a custom cattle brand jewelry that she makes available to ranchers and folks from across the country. She's from Texas and really enjoying this second time at Cattlemen's Congress, and we'll share that brief conversation with you as well. We're going to start first of all, though, with Megan Slater from the American Gelvy Association with this Cattlemen's Congress conversation. Megan, thank you for being here today. I know that the Gelvy breed has shown out really well here at this year's Congress. Tell me about maybe this last 12 months, the year of 2022 for the Gelvy breed. How's it gone?
Sure. Yeah. So thank you for having me. It's been a really great year for us. Of course, we were here at this point last year. This is always a really great show for us to attend. We see a really good turnout. Earlier this year, speaking of shows, we had one of the largest junior national shows that we've had in the breed. That was held in Salina, Kansas. So it's always great to see a thriving junior association for us. We've launched a program, which is our female genotyping program. So we're really putting some emphasis on data collection and specifically DNA testing. So that's one thing that we've launched. And then last month, we wrapped up the year in Louisville, Kentucky for our annual convention. And that was a great turnout as well.
So tell me a little bit about the Gelvy breed. It's one of our European breeds that's come over and established here in the United States. Give us maybe a little thumbnail history of the breed.
Sure. So in the early 1970s, the Gelvy breed came over from Germany, and shortly after that, the American Gelvy Association was established. In the early 2000s, the breed recognized, well, even before that, they were being crossbred quite a bit with Angus cattle. And so in the early 2000s, the American Gelvy Association actually trademarked and was one of the first to trademark a hybrid breed. We call those balancers, and those are 25 to 75% Gelvy, with the remainder being Angus or Red Angus. And they make up about 50% of our registry. So that's kind of the short history. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary a couple years ago, and things are thriving for the Gelvy breed.
And so as you've come over and got it established in the United States, you've got representation really across a good part of the United States.
We sure do. Yep. So we have got quite a few cattle here in the Midwest, as well as in the eastern part of the country as well. So they would be all over. Several of our producers sell bulls all throughout the country.
Tell me a little bit about, obviously, you've had a chance to be a part of Congress really since year one. This is the third Cattlemen's Congress. What's the interest for your breeders in coming to Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I think that it's a great show. There's sure a lot of different breeds that show up here and a lot of different cattle. You know, our members have had a great turnout since the first Cattlemen's Congress, and so we really enjoy having our junior show, our national open show, our national pen show, and then also our national sale here at Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City.
Tell me, you've got a good set of producers, breeders that are involved in both the hybrid as well as the pure Gelvy themselves. What's the appeal to a commercial cattle producer to look at Gelvy?
Sure. So Gelvy would be a really great in a crossbreeding scenario, both Gelvy and Balancer. So if you have a high percentage British cow herd, putting, you know, a higher percentage Gelvy bull on theirs to really capture that hybrid vigor, it's really appealing for a lot of those commercial producers. But really, Gelvy brings a couple of different things to the table. One is the maternal ability. Gelvy cattle and Balancer are really well known for their maternal strengths, maternal efficiencies. And so that's one thing. They also bring a whole lot of growth. And so that's one thing. You know, we have the maternal cows that also wean big, heavy calves. So that's certainly one of the things that's appealing. And then the Balancer also brings good carcass traits too. So you kind of have the whole package there.
Seemed that that pin show that was going on today earlier, a lot of muscling in those bulls.
Yes, that's right. Yep, that growth in the carcass, that really comes through, and we saw that, you're right, today. There were some big, heavy growth performance bulls in that pin.
Tell me, you mentioned that the junior show, you had a very successful junior show in 2022. What is the emphasis? In other words, how's Gelby trying to encourage young people to be involved in the breed?
Yeah, our junior association is really important to our association as a whole to develop good youth for not only our breed, but also the beef industry. And so our junior nationals would encompass not only a show, it's not only a cattle show, but we also have all sorts of different contests for youth development so they can kind of hone in on some of those skills that'll take them later in life. And so the Gelby breed really does kind of have a welcoming, kind of more of a family atmosphere that really is really enticing for new folks to come in and then keep them in the breed.
So the Cattlemen's Congress, you're here right now. You've got a lot of other things that you'll be doing, I know, obviously in 2023, but let's talk about the future. In other words, give me a little bit of a vision of what Gelby is really trying to do. You mentioned some work as far as some of the genetics. I'm sure that's going to be an important part of where you're trying to go to meet the needs of cattle producers around the country.
Yeah, that's right. So one thing that's in our strategic plan, which we launched back in 2021, we're in the middle of that plan. One of the big focuses is sustainability. That's certainly a word that gets thrown around a lot in the beef industry, and it's one that I don't think is going away. And so that's one that we're really trying to focus on. And one way that we think that Gelby really fits into that is there was a study from the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center that came out and said that Gelby has the most moderate mature cow size of several major beef breeds, and they've said that several years ago too, but then like I said, they also wean big heavy calves. So when you can have a really efficient maternal package in those cows, that's the picture of sustainability right there. So that's really kind of what we're focusing on, again, some of that data collection to really try and hone in on that and prove that point, but that's really been our focus, is sustainability and how do we keep the breed, you know, improving and going into the future along with the rest of the beef industry.
So the key, obviously, for Gelbys and a lot of these other breeds as well that are here at Congress is to try to really zoom in on what that producer, that commercial producer that's utilizing your genetics to help them succeed.
That's correct. And, you know, one thing that the Gelby Association has always done, one thing I really appreciate about the breed and our breeders is that they're always very commercially focused. And so any program that we put out, we really make sure that what is this, how is this going to benefit the commercial producer, because at the end of the day, they're really who we're serving and who we're breeding these cattle for.
Megan Slater, what a great story she has. Started as an intern for the Gelbys and has worked herself up to the role of executive director, serving now for the last 4 years in that position for the American Gelby Association. We continue now on our conversations here at Cattlemen's Congress 2023. Reagan Kalk having the opportunity to talk with vendor Kay Knight from Mason, Texas.
So, Kay, can you tell us a little bit about your product and, you know, how the show's been so far?
Well, we just started this morning at the show. We came in late yesterday, set up this morning. Probably tomorrow is when it's really going to start getting busy on Wednesday. That's what happened last year. And then we were slammed the rest of the week. I would say, as far as rating the shows, this was our best show or second best show from last year. It was great. It was a great show. There's a lot of people here. You figure if they got 10,000 head of cattle, how many people are here to support 10,000 head of cattle?
You're right. When you think about it, 10,000 head of cattle, that does bring in a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And this is a really central location, too. Have you noticed there's a lot of people from all over the U.S., or have you heard from customers coming by where they're from?
I've had several stop in today. One really neat father and daughter were here from Pennsylvania, and others I just finished with a couple from Alabama. In fact, her grandfather is the head of Alabama, the musicians in Alabama. And they're from all over. We're from Central Texas. It took us 7 hours to get here. The people from Pennsylvania took them 23 hours to get here. Yeah, they come from everywhere. They have to have 10,000 head of cattle here.
Yes, that is for sure. And you said this is the best show or one of the best shows that you've been to. What makes it stand out from other shows?
Well, for us, it's sales, of course. I sell a high-end product, and it takes a certain buyer to appreciate what we have and willing to buy it. And here we have found the market for it here in Oklahoma City with Cattlemen's Congress. We do shows all over the place, but I think this is one of our favorites.
And from a vendor's perspective, was it easy getting all your stuff moved in here? Was everything organized for a vendor?
I have to say, this is the best well-organized show we have ever been to. The guys who run it, Darren, Marcus, and Lynn, are amazing. They are out there with the carts to help us unload. They help us put it together. They are Johnny on the spot. They're awesome. They gave us a fantastic location. We love it here. If all the shows ran that well, it would be really, really nice, but unfortunately, that's not the case.
All right, so I think it's safe to say that your booth will be back here next year and many years to come.
We will indeed.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Colleague Reagan Calk talking with Kay Knight with Kay Knight Designs. Her booth is over in the Newark Rodeo Arena concourse area with the other vendor, and she would love for you to stop by and say hello if you make a visit to Cattlemen's Congress in the days to come. And that's it for this edition of Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you soon.